North Korea is usually in the news for leader Kim Jong-un's threats to start war with South Korea and America. But under the radar, the country has begun to be noticed for issues other than war, Stalinist-style control and cycles of famine. North Korea is starting to change. There are over 20 special economic and development zones where foreign investors are being encouraged to develop assets which will help Pyongyang's aims to boost tourist numbers to 2 million a year by 2020. There's even talk of privatisation of government assets. While officially there's no private economy, the reality inside the hermit nation is different, and women are leading the charge. Professor Seok Hang Kim from Ewha Women's University in Seoul is a researcher specialising in the everyday life of women in North Korea. She's been on several government delegations taking aid into the country. While she's there, she interviews as many women as she can about their lives, as well as collecting stories from defectors. Professor Kim was in Australia for an event at the Centre for Cosmopolitan Civil Societies at the University of Technology, Sydney.
All private sector is illegal, so it shall not be there. But North Korean government cannot provide any food and any money, you know, any subsistence for its people to survive. So North Korean government like turn its eye from its people's daily life. That's why private sector has becoming growing and growing almost every day. That's why women can go marketplace and making money and buying and selling things because their government turn its back to women.
It's also that participation in the marketplace is enabled by women's ability to have the right to actually be unemployed if they're married. Can you explain that law?
North Korean government are arguing that there is no unemployed male and female in North Korea. The government give a job to one person after graduation of high school. Other than that, like unmarried woman, unmarried man, and married man must report his or her workplace every day, whether or not there's something they can do or not. It doesn't care. Only married woman can enjoy not to have a job because North Korean government allow female who has husband resign from her workplace. So that's why they can go to market and making money and, you know, buying and selling things.
What kind of things are they buying and selling in the marketplace?
Almost everything. They are getting small vegetables and like mushrooms from mountain and like egg and chicken, you know, whatever they can bring from their home, firewood, and then they are bring some water from the river and they are selling like one bottle of water. The bigger merchants are selling like clothing, Chinese clothing or Korean clothing through China, and bicycle, and like some kind of refrigerator. If you are selling like, you know, that type of electronic device, then you are now powerful woman, you know, who are making a lot of money through a market activity.
And that trade is taking place not in the North Korean won, is it?
After the fifth currency reform in 2009, no one in North Korea would trust North Korean money won at all. So they either want to have Chinese yuan or US dollar. They don't want to take North Korean won as a price of market goods because, you know, you don't know when your government is going to have a currency reform. And then, you know, they are saying that my money is going to be a water.
So this market activity that women are engaged in means that they are becoming the breadwinner in the home in many cases. How's this changing the power relationships in the home?
Well, before, like in 1990s, North Korean men and women relationship at home setting is like quite clear. Man is a breadwinner. women are taking all type of household, and she is secondary under her husband. Now, after the economic difficulty throughout the 1990s, man is going to report his workplace every day. He's just idling over there, but still he needs to report every day. After 1 month, he doesn't have anything, like no salary, no rice, nothing to eat. That's why woman, his wife, need to do something to make her family member feeding. That's why she's going to do some kind of market activity and making money and buying and selling something. Now, she's having more money than before, and he is doing nothing for his family. So she is getting angry little by little, and sometimes she's teasing her husband, like, you know, you are idling over there and do nothing for our family. And sometimes this man is becoming more violent against woman. And that type of thing is going on nowadays in North Korea. And from now on, what type of future is there for North Korean men and women? I don't know, but man is quite slowly changing compared to his wife. And female members, I mean, she's feeling fatigued because she's doing all kind of money-making thing and homemaking thing, and her husband is just sitting there, do nothing.
Tourism is increasing in North Korea. There's currently around 200,000 tourists every year in North Korea, and there's a goal to increase that to 1 million a year. What kind of impact do you think that's going to have in terms of the culture and in terms of those kinds of roles?
Just looking people from outside, that's a shocking experience to average North Korean people. So it's good. The number of tourists is growing. It's good for North Korean people's future. The problem is in the short term. Long term, the whole experience would be good for their life. But in the short term, it could become a disaster for average North Korean people because they start to think what it means. You know, why they are looking all extravagant, whereas we are looking poor. Why those tourist women are so, you know, their skin look is good, their outfit is good, their way of behaving is so free. And it must be a big, big shock to them. So in the short term, it could be a disaster, but in the long term, they start to think about what it means as a human being and why we are different from them. Can I be enjoying that type of life? Is it possible for me to look like over there, that type of woman? You know, so it's a starting point for them to think about what this life means. So in the long term, it's good. Short term, how miserable it will be for them.
Professor Seok Hyang Kim from Ewha Women's University in Seoul.